Okay, let's stand together so we can offer to the Lord our offering. Yes, Jesus. Yeah, thanks. Lord Jesus, we are grateful. Wow, what an incredible King you are. You tell us to bring to you our tithes and offerings, and you receive them in heaven. Then you command blessing so that we prosper. And not just like, you know, dollar for dollar, you go 10, 20, 30, 60, 100 times, 1,000 times. You go into mathematics that we don't even understand. But we thank you for the blessing of multiplication, the season of multiplication, and the increase that comes through your commanded blessing. We bless you, we praise you, we worship you, we adore you, we thank you. Receive our tithes and offerings. Receive and now command the blessing that we need to advance in your heart. Whoa. The silver, the gold, the advance, the favor, the directions, the capacity to think a new thought and act in a new way and to receive a new dream. We receive from you now, Lord. Shemba halemoka. Yes, Lord. We receive from you now a brand new blessing. Okay, once you've locked your imagination into what would it look like to have God do a wild thing, a good thing for you, just thank him for it with your words. Describe it, declare it, decree it. We decree what we declare what he decrees. So let him decree, let him write in your imagination imagery of change, of better, of future, freedom, debts being swallowed up, abundance, help, grace, favor, the ability to serve God without any fear. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Your offering to him with your words are just as important as your money. Your agreement with what you're believing for, spoken out loud as a confession of hope, is just as valuable to God. Thank you, Lord. You're hearing our prayer right now. You're hearing our declaration over your decree over our life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Blabadiya shalamo tikamakara. Amen. 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 Blessings. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Everybody that, now let me say do this because I'll forget. This Tuesday morning, Marilyn Norda passed into glory. So she is now fully present with Jesus, absent from the body, but fully present with the Lord. And that is, the family's doing well and standing strong, and she is in her reward. We're going to do a memorial service for her this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. here in the sanctuary. This Saturday, 11 a.m. here in the sanctuary. And thank you for your prayers. I know many of you already heard, but we're anticipating great fruitfulness. In fact, I'm going to just do this. The strangest thing I keep seeing, and I keep kind of going, that's weird. But it keeps coming back, so I might as well just try it. The worst thing I do is not do it. Everybody who has a birthday in October, no, you're not. I'm not going to give you a nation. You already got that. I want you to stand up. I believe God has a word for you. I believe God has an activation for every October birthday. You weren't born by, oh, come on. I can see already all the, you weren't, would you come out and up so I can see you closer, up to the front? Would you mind? Because I just see. Yeah, wow. Can we begin praying, believing the Lord to release the sound he's wanting to bring for every October birthday? Born, fresh. God knows how to do what he's got to do. Whoa. Okay, first off, I believe the blessing of the Lord is new beginnings for everyone here. There's a new beginning that have been set for you this month. Before, after, prior, during your birthday, it's a new beginning. Second thing I heard is that he's erased the residue of the past, the pain, the hurts, the wounds, the confusion. Mm. I see him now declaring that the death that has settled or pursued is now being swallowed up by life and victory. It's like an overcoming, powerful force of life just swallowing up death areas that seem to resist all prayer and all forms of crying out for help. The tears that your eyes have given to are now being wiped by the hand of God and his love, comfort. And the reproach that's rested over you is now being removed from you. You're going to be known by a new name and a new season. God has now ordained this is the season of new life. This is the season of old things passing away. This is the season of salvation. You'll be meeting people and telling them the story that I was waiting for the Lord and he came. He just came. He came and it's better the way he came because he did it for me. But I held my faith in him. The little strength I had, the faith I kept to. Wow. There's a lot of strength standing here. Strength of the kingdom that has been forged in the furnace of affliction. And the Lord says, I want to bring this strength forward again. I'm going to command strength to rise up from the place where you felt all you ended up with is weakness. The Lord says, no, that was the forge of affliction so that I could exchange your strength with mine. And now it's my strength that you're going to walk in. It's my strength. You're going to walk in my strength. Margie, your eyes will be fine. You'll see with beauty. You'll enjoy life and health. God has proclaimed over you fulfillment and completion, and he's received you fully unto himself. Whoa. Christina, you're going to mount up with wings as eagles. You're running and not going to be weary. You're going to walk and not faint. There's just it's a new day. The Lord's opening all kinds of Betty, Kathy. Wow, Judy, all these moments. I see you just like this bridal coming forward. This new sense of the Lord's, like where you might think, well, I'm just going to kind of go, I'm going to go smaller in my thinking. God says, no, get larger, get bigger, expect more things, because you have authority to command and to call things forward. The Lord is doing extraordinary things. He's heard each personal cry. Oh, Lord, help me here. I need you here. I don't know how to proceed there. And the Lord says, I'm not going to stop until I've completed every one of your requests. This group right here, all five, six of you. It's a special, like God says, answered prayer. 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 Go back and remember the prayers you prayed a long time ago, because it's going to be like Zechariah moments where he comes in and says, your prayers are answered. And you go, what prayer? And it's a baby. I mean, things like that far away and long ago. It's just new things coming. Yes, Lord. 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 Oh. Oh. That anointing of newness is coming over the congregation. Can you feel it? It's like all things new. Can you stand up if you need a new day? I mean, I just feel like there's a newness coming. It's just, we started receiving it up front, but it's flowing from the Octobers outward up to November, December, and all the way backwards into September and August, and all the months, all of our years. Whoa. Yes. Well, you see, what we're doing is we're giving the Holy Spirit permission to resupply us and the words of God to begin to be spoken again over us. And we're hearing some of the words are inside of us, just kind of bubbling up, and we're going, yeah, or scriptures returning to our imagination. And sometimes it's God speaking a brand new thought that we had never considered, but it's a new day to think new thoughts, to believe bigger, larger, further, farther. It's God always solves your problem by going beyond your situation, never to try to meet it at its point. God always comes, he says, yeah, I need a dollar. He says, I want to talk to you about being a millionaire. You go, well, I don't need a million, I just need a dollar. He says, yeah, but no, I want to talk to you about a millionaire. I just need victory over sin. I want to talk to you about the righteousness you are in my son. I want to just get through the day. He says, no, I want to make you so full of joy, you don't know what to do with yourself. He wants to do the overabundance right now. The overabundance. So everyone, whatever a new day would look like, double it. Whatever a new day would look like, triple it. Whatever a new day would look like, quadruple it right now. There's a quadrupling. Quadrupling, quadrupling. It's coming, it's coming. Now, Kip and Marilyn, you've held your place to hold hope alive, and now hope is alive, and hope is well, and hope is home, and hope will grow, and hope will become a beautiful granddaughter of yours that will delight the affairs of so many people, for she has carried the prayers of so many. And you have not let go of hope. You have stood, not just for your granddaughter, but for the body of Jesus as intercessors. You've said, I will not release hope. I will confess hope. I will call hope forward. I'll call her into life. And the Lord says, you've done that more than for your granddaughter. You've done it for my living body. My body has languished in the struggles and troubles that come upon them. And yet you have held out for the resurrection of hope. And as your granddaughter returned home, so hope is coming home to everybody today. Hope, hope, hope is coming home. If you need hope, just open your, you're going to, I see us opening the front door of our house and greeted by hope. You know, some of us go home, it's the worst place. We don't want to be there because we're alone. We're facing despair. We're looking at bills. But this time we're going to open up the front door and hope comes running up to us and greets us and welcomes us. Can you see that? Oh, come on, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the Lord says one other thing, or maybe two. The Zechariah prayer. Zechariah. He was old and he was ministering as he had done for many years. He was righteous, his wife was righteous, but they were barren. They had prayed a long time when they were first married to have babies, and then they finally gave up the hope of having babies. And then when he's very old, the angel shows up, Gabriel, and says, your prayers have been heard. And he literally is going, what prayer? What prayer? That one I gave up. And he says, see, you don't, the Lord is saying, get ready. Prayers that have been given up on, forgotten. You kind of resolved where you were. Just we'll deal with it. I'm going on. I'm not going to let that stop me from living for God. That's a good choice. But God says, I'm surprising. I'm bringing miracles that are the answer to prayers long ago. And we don't have to try to do it because it's the voice of God declaring it. And we don't have to wonder how we're going to see it done because we're too old for it to be done. We're going to take the faith of Abraham this time and say, it's just as you say because you're able to do what you promise. So I hear the promise is rising. Promise is coming back to our mind. Promise is coming back to our thinking.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh! Now can you, whoa! See, suta, ba, 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 ba. It goes along with hope so much because hope and promise and answered prayer, they all start with either a need or a dream, and then they're contended over with time and circumstances, and yet God, having heard our prayer, he sets the appointed time for the reward of the prayer. And he knows how long we've waited. And the war that the Lambeths just went through for their granddaughter, Hope, 17 months in the hospital. How much? 12 and a half. 1 year. But Hope's home. Yeah. Hope's home. Hope's home. Hope's home. Hope is home. Hope is going to greet us. So let... Yeah. So as you guys go back, lay hands on five people and release the blessing that you just received by faith. Just say, I'm releasing the blessing. And come on up. Aren't you good? We were going to have you share. Is your wife still here?
Yeah, she's blessed. Veronica.
Okay, bring Veronica up. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sometimes what the Lord does, yeah. I am more and more convinced, and why I want to give, the Holy Spirit wants to find ways to release what he carries. He carries Jesus Christ. So if Jesus Christ begins to become magnified by the Holy Spirit, then we all grow up into the head with a freshness. Stephen and Veronica, want them to share a testimony, share with me. This is like, sometimes a miracle is immediate, sometimes it just starts to change everything. Everything kind of just gradually starts to change. And this couple have a testimony like that. How about January, when you came back?
January 23rd was like the biggest change in my life. My wife went into the hospital for a headache. Come to find out, she had meningitis. She had mastitis, and she had an abscess on her brain. We're at the hospital in UCLA for maybe a month and a half. When she was in surgery for 5 or 6 hours, the doctor came out and he said everything went well. My thing is, my wife's been telling me before January 23rd, let's get back to church. She said, let's go back to church. I said, we'll go next week. And she said, okay. Next week comes, let's get back to church. I said, we'll go next week. She said, okay. This is all before January 23rd. Then she tells me, okay, since you don't want to go back to your church because it's in Camarillo and it's so far, let's just go to Victory Outreach. Let's find something close to us. And I said, okay, we'll go next week. Next thing you know, January 23rd comes. She had to have this emergency brain surgery. It was like the most scariest thing ever that I experienced. And before they took her into surgery, I just prayed for her and I said, Lord, you know everything. You have the last say. And I just ask that you work through these doctors' hands and bring her back to us, because my kids ain't ready to let her go and I ain't ready to let her go. And we came home. We came to church. She was on a PICC line. If you guys don't know what that is, it's an IV from her right arm to, I believe, her heart, pumping antibiotics 24/7. And here she is now. You can't even tell she had brain surgery. And I'm just so grateful for everything God's done for us and that he's going to continue on doing for us. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Did you say something? Yeah.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jubilee. It's been a long, hard road, but I just want to say that I'm so blessed to be here, and thank you to everybody that prayed for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's stretch out our hands, because the Lord is, this is a family, a miracle family. More is coming. Lord, we thank you that what is often a door of destruction or trouble becomes the door of hope and opens a new season. And we decree over this family, these beautiful children, husband and wife, Stephen and Veronica, that this change, this new season they entered into will not stop, but they will advance in the fullness of the measure of Christ. They're not going to quit growing up. They're going to keep growing up, growing into the fullness of the measure of Jesus Christ. We declare and decree over them right now that there is continual increase and expansion and enlargement and victory. Yes. Lord says, I have so much for you, and I'm bringing it to you now. You have made yourself faithful to me, and I have always been faithful to you. And together, this faithfulness, we cause a new expansion of your ability to receive. I will never stop giving, and I'm never going to stop doing, and I'm going to do miracle after miracle and gift after gift. But you are my workmanship, And I have chosen you to be a blessing in the earth and to be a testimony of my mercy and kindness and goodness and to be a demonstration from my Holy Spirit. So prepare yourself for more. Continue to receive the more, because there's more coming, says the Lord. More's coming. Not just a little, but more. More, more, more. You're more. There's a more. There's an all. There's more, 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 more coming, because this is my way of goodness and mercy and transformation for every one of my children. And I have chosen for you to be just as much blessed as the rest of my household and my family. And I say it today that you might receive it in a new way. Yes, Lord. Wow. Thank you, guys. Bless you. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Stephen has just, every time I see them on, whenever we get a chance to say hello, he's always saying, God has just done so much for me, so much for me, so much. And it's just this sincere gratitude like you just heard. And last Sunday I said, I think it's time for you to testify. Okay, so we set it up. This Sunday, you're going to testify. But come Sunday, worship gets good. Holy Spirit's moving, and I've totally forgot. Imagine that. So God says, everybody who's got a birthday in October, have them come up. Lord, that's weird. I want you to declare over this all October birthdays. Call them up. Lord, that's weird. Just do it. Okay. And then here comes Stephen's hand right there. And I look and I go, oh, thank you, Lord. If nothing else, we got that testimony out. You see, because that testimony is our future. That's Jesus breaking through for every one of us in ways that we weren't prepared for. It is like there's a picture that I take a few moments to just explain. And it's found in Ephesians chapter 4. About the body of Jesus growing up. And I believe I believe the Lord wants for us at this moment to realign ourselves in faith with what God has said and to reignite hope for what that might mean. What he said is constant, never changes. What it might mean is constantly in flux because time is traveling and we're traveling in time. So what we saw 6 years ago, like Zechariah, they're thinking, we just want to be a priest family and have kids, and they can't have any kids. And God says, well, don't worry, I've got a better plan. And they're going, well, there's nothing better than having kids and having a happy family, except if you were going to have John the Baptist as your son. That might trump, but that wouldn't have been something you could tell a 25-year-old. So you wait till they're old, and then you say, okay, this is a miracle son. And a miracle son carries more power because it was something that was delayed, and our ability to produce wasn't the means we got it. It was a gift, and faith, and hearing. And so the church grows that way. God speaks over us, and we go, okay, we're in. And we jump into doing it and find we can't do it. And then we kind of have to try to recollect, what does that mean? How do I function? Is Jesus, what he said, true? We reconcile back to the words spoken are true. How they're going to be performed, we're not sure. But what he said is true. And we start to let that truth not be used for us, but it's used on us. We start going, okay, I'm going to be free. I'm going to live free. So in Ephesians, if you can imagine this, Ephesians chapter 4, God says in chapter 11, verse 11, he himself gave some as apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So God is giving us gifts so that we each become equipped. We begin to carry something. Every one of us in this room carry gifts and anointings and unique place that we hold inside of the body of Christ. And he says that we start doing this service and the body starts growing till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. You go ahead and I'll use this in a sec. So the only two things that we're growing into is that we're going to be united in our faith and we're going to be united in the experience we have, the full experience of Jesus Christ. We are growing up into him who is the head. But faith is going to grow in us. So you got faith and you have experience. And this is full experience where you can recognize Jesus anywhere. And your faith, we're united. What that begins to create is the matured men, in maturity, which is where we're not moved by everything that's coming back and forth and knocking us around. We're just starting to get complete. Say, I'm complete in Christ. I'm completed in Christ. We grow up in that completeness. So then it says, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus. So we're all growing up into Jesus. And we're all going to have his fullness inside of us. So this makes us the body, he's the head. And that we then should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine and by trickery of men and cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting. I heard in our prayer room today that most of the worst battles we face are between our two ears, in our imaginations, in our thoughts, in the feelings, and then we become vulnerable. And so men start saying, hey, I've got a better plan. You got to do a little more of this, pray a little longer here, work. And next thing you know, it just creates just confusion. And it's likened to waves tossed by the wind, a wind swell just knocked around and trickery. And you see, because the war right now is to try to take us away from all that Jesus has done and all that Jesus is going to fulfill in us. We're growing up into the fullness of the Son of Man. We're growing up into him who is the head, that we should no longer be tossed. But speaking the truth in love, verse 15, we grow up into him in all things who is the head, Christ. So each one of us in this room are growing up into him who is the head, Jesus. We're going to look like Jesus because we're going to be joined to Jesus. We're going to carry all of his giftings and graces. But what's unique is we are a body. There's one head. That's Jesus. But we are the body of Christ. And that is now the dynamic of how fast this can go. And I believe we're about to hit an exponential season. Not because we designed it, but I think Holy Spirit's being instructed by the head to come and glorify Jesus in the midst of us, and he's going to activate us to function as we were designed. Not by man's ingenuity, not by organizational charts, just going to start happening organically, if you would, supernaturally, because all of a sudden each of us start coming alive. You see, when each one of us say, I want to grow up into the head, I want Jesus to be my all-sufficiency, I don't want to get off on a tangent. So much of this world is running on tangents. We're adding to Jesus or taking away from Jesus. We're saying Jesus is great to get saved, but you're going to have to become circumcised. Jesus is awesome in salvation, but you're going to have to live a righteous life or he might just withdraw the gift. And so the confusion and the chaos creates this insecurity, this double-mindedness. And there is one of the pictures of how warfare goes. But when we all start just doing this, Jesus, I want to hear the voice of the Lord. Like, did you feel today when we were singing Jesus, which song were we singing? We were singing about Jesus and, you make the darkness tremble. And we were singing it, and I could feel us. You could feel, we're saying, yeah, boy, won't that be the day? Dear God, I know it's true, but I don't feel anything shaking around me right now. But then we purposely agreed that the helmet of salvation was ours to hold on to, and we sang it again. And you could feel it was like we're singing next to our big brother.
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, he's my brother. Jesus. And we were no longer, see, we were not singing from afar. We were singing next to. We were singing with him. We were joining our faith in him, with him, and we were together rising up in him. So when that starts happening, we come up, we grow up, we grow up. That means we enlarge in all things, money, family, business, relationships, all the things that we live on this planet. We grow up into him in all things. Who is the head? Christ. So all of this happens. Now, once that begins happening, and to the degree it's happening, now Jesus starts doing something. He says, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. So that's a lot of words. You almost have to pray it just to understand it. But the head is the key. He knows who we are. And he is so happy. Don't ever see Jesus mad. That's an image that isn't of Christ. Because he's just like going, I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this, I did it, I won. Everything is victoriously mine. I am an overcomer and all things will bow their knee. I have been given a name above every other name. I have been given the name of Jesus. That's how he is. And so whenever we worship into the head, we grow up, we start feeling that. And then all of a sudden, this body, which is so unique, and I can't draw, so let your imagination work, starts coming alive. And all of a sudden, don't laugh at my drawings. Well, that's the wrong side. The heart is. Okay, well, I can fix that. See the great, oh, I can't. Somebody took my thing away. All right. There. Then you see that. Thank you, Jesus. So there's the heart. And over here is that big old liver. Behind there is a little gallbladder. There's glands. Then here's the intestines. And there's the muscles, the fingers, the hand. And believe it or not, we're all of us are one someplace there. Uniquely set apart. And how many have ever noticed that when one part of your body is not working well, all of your body isn't happy? So can you imagine each individual is saying, life comes from the head. I want to reach the head. I want to reach the head. I want to reach the head. What do you want me to do, Jesus? Who are you, Jesus? Who am I, Jesus? Who am I? Then Jesus starts saying, you're a liver. You're a heart. You're a gallbladder. You're the small intestines. You're going, I don't want to be the small intestines. Well, you're going to digest you're going to hear my voice and you're going to digest it into life. What happens is when every part starts receiving, then the next thing is everything is communicating back and forth. That's what was happening when we pulled up October. Then let's go release what we gave. Let's, God uses October to identify, to make sure I got Stephen up here and to bless everybody in October. Then people are receiving in October. And then I could feel you, all of us who weren't October birthdays, going, I want that too. And God's not going to go, oh, I'm only blessed in October today. You got to wait till November. I'll get November. No, God loves faith. As soon as somebody says, I can have that, God says, you can. As soon as somebody says, well, hope came home. Well, I want hope come to my house. Well, mate, and could a couple walk through prayer intercession as an intercession for the whole body? Yes. Every suffering you walk through is not just for you to learn a lesson because you're too stupid to listen. It is not that way. Yes, we're stupid. Yes, we don't listen. But many times we are learning Christ in something terrible to gain Christ, to release Christ to a lot of other people. Every suffering leads to glory. And it doesn't matter how we got there, it's meant to be released because what happens is the low battery. That's why we go to church, got to charge the battery. Get back alive, come alive. Because everything that starts to come alive from the head, now this growth back and forth, we start growing up.
Now the body starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Because when you use the word body, it's the word soma. And it literally is the body of the temple body. Or it's something that's contained within. It doesn't have to be a human physical body. The body of the article, the body of this of the book, the body of this this people. It's encompassing, and it starts growing up, edifying. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and the whole thing is in love. I am telling you, this is why the bridal paradigm is so important. Is we are loved. We have to be loved. The warfare is to try to tell us you're not loved. It's trying to. We're going to hear a little. You know, we're loved, and then devil comes and says, no, you're not. No, you're not. And then we go, well, Jesus says I am. And the devil says, no, you're not. Then we go, well, Jesus said I am. And the devil says, no, you're not. You go, that's terrible. No, you're exercising your uniqueness in Christ. Just as Jesus had to overcome the devil in all the accusations against him, we have to overcome the devil in all his accusations against us. Amen. The Father called Jesus his son. The devil said, if you are the son, prove it. Jesus says to us, my words now are your victory. And the devil says, prove it. And we have to say, I can't prove it, but I don't need to prove it. I believe. I agree. I will hold this place. And a lot of times, yes, we're having to like Zechariah go, whoa, I don't know how to bring everything into a linear plan. I was here when I started. I was happy. Then I started the journey. And here I am. And I'm not as happy. And then here I am, old and mad. And Jesus is up here the whole time smiling because he knows what he's going to do.
Hi, Jesus. That's nice. Hi, Jesus.
Jesus was the same when you began. He walked with you when you began to lose context. He's here right now when you're mad. And all it takes... And all the lessons of every one of these journeys was, the goal was, look up. Look up. Look up. Make the connection. Get a hold of the head. Who are you, Jesus? What are you saying? What are your words for me? And as we did in the first service, what comes then is God sends power. The Holy Spirit says, here, let me make this real for you. You can't make it real by your mind. You can't make it real by your choice. You can't make it real by your flesh. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to come. And he says, let me just put Jesus right there in your heart. I'm just going to strengthen you with might. I'm going to send power. I'm going to make you so full of life. And once you come alive, go strengthen your brethren. You see, that's the key. That's the key. We're not Americans. I mean, we are, but we belong to a kingdom. To which a king says, whatever I give you, give it away. Whatever I'm doing in you, release it to someone else. Don't go to someone else to get your need met. Go to me. I am the king. I will meet all of your needs. But as soon as I meet your need, go give it away. You say, well, what's the difference? It's a giving, not a taking. It's a saying, I know my answer's up here in Christ. My answer's here. He is the king. He's in the head. I want to go to the authority. I want, and then he comes alive and goes. And again, the formation of Christ, and I close with this, in Galatians chapter 3, the formation of Christ is where God begins to release our inheritance, his inheritance in us. And you don't have to know if you're a gallbladder. I mean, you know, it's not like we say, all gallbladders, come up here. But chances are, often we are who we are feeling the worst about than we are feeling the best about. where the warfare over us is over our identity. And so we're going, oh no, I'm having a hard time with this or having a hard time with that. Once we pray, prayer is a funny thing. It's just processing out loud inside who Christ is. Christ is our inheritance, and we are Christ's inheritance. And when the two begin to become one, it's just the potential is growth, edification, love starts expanding. So all that is needed is each of us go to God and connect as best we can, as often as we have to. Once a day seems to be the pattern that was set from the beginning. Manna lasts a day. I connect to the head. You're good. You're kind. We tell him who he is, what he said to us, who he said he is to us. That's really our inheritance. That's our identifying with him. Then he starts to release the Holy Spirit. We feel the life. We feel the strength. We feel the capacity to go into the day. We go into the day different than had we not prayed. We do that every day. The more we do that, the more we begin to hold a place that we become not moved about and tossed around. We begin to go, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That sounds like, I don't know, but I do know one thing. I'm loved. I'm loved. I'm loved. My God will not forsake me. He's good. He's faithful. And so, you see, everything that takes you away from Jesus is not worth keeping. And everything that Jesus is worth everything, and it's worth whatever you're losing. So we're not fighting for this stuff. We're going up. We're going up. We're going up. But there comes a time when he starts pouring out, pouring out, pouring out, and it starts going out and out. And that's where we're at. The possibilities are unlimited once Jesus starts breaking through from the center of his body by each member starting to come alive. We'll close with this. Stand up, everybody. You're so faithful. You're so... Can we turn that off? Are you going to turn it off that way? Thanks. Oh, Lord. Who's feeling the strength of the Holy Spirit on them right now? The anointing of God. Just, would you do that? Just hold up your hand. Everybody feeling the anointing. Would you guys all come up? Yeah, yeah. Just come on up with the Holy Spirit strength. You see, we're about to go beyond teaching with the mind and the linear thinking. We're about to have this. Your body is functioning in so many ways all the time. It's using hormones. It's using chemicals. It's using nervous systems. It's just talking to itself constantly. And as long as everything yields back to the leadership of the head, it just does pretty well. And now we are members of that body, and Christ is our head, and we're just learning to yield to him. So just hold up your hands. Everyone is feeling the anointing. The Holy Spirit's coming. Fresh anointing upon you. Holy Spirit, come. Whoa. By faith, receive from the head life, faith, hope. Whoa. We don't know. I don't know. I have a hard time knowing what I am. But what I am, I am. And I release what I am when I touch someone else. But I do know one thing is everything in the kingdom operates in love. Everything works with love. So all I have to do is start having love flow or receive love. I can give away love. And then what I carry in the love automatically transfers. So I don't have to know exactly what I'm doing. All I have to do is let the love of God flow. So if you'll turn around now and face the congregation, everybody up front. This is really super. And now, everybody who would just think about, I want a touch from God. I want to connect to the body. And it's not that you're not feeling the Holy Spirit upon you. It's just that today's the day. This group got to be illustrated. But I'd like one person to come to each person. Be willing. Somebody come on up to everybody up front. Watch it. We're not designing this. Holy Spirit's designing. Just come on up. And all we're going to do is we're going to release the love of God. We're going to release the love of Jesus. When you start to pray, just start saying, Lord, I release the love of Jesus. I release the love of God. And everything that I carry, let it flow out of love. If you have to make your way into the front row back here, come on. Yeah, everybody, just this is an online right now while we're making this move. I declare to you the love of God. I release the love that I carry that Christ has for you, the church. There's some more room. Yeah. Wow. I release. Now, everybody that's still standing, I want you to go and pray for the person next to you or behind you. Because we don't need, let life is flowing. Oh, kababaya. Everybody online. To release, the grow in the love of God, to grow in the love of God. Yes. Oh, okay, now miracles start happening, Holy Spirit. You supply spirit and you do miracles. Miracles, healings, deliverances. There's healings in the house. You see, we know that our body will heal itself if we give it time and give it place. And Jesus will heal. The body will release healing through itself by the head, from the head, Christ, healing. Oh, ka-ba-ba-ba-ba. Just keep saying, I release the love of God. I release the love of God. I release the love of God. The love of God. The love of God. The love of God. I release the love of God. And just say, I receive the love of God. I receive the love of God. I release the love of God. I receive the love of God. I release the love of God. I receive the love of God. Holy Spirit, Jesus. Whoa. Yeah, if you have good thoughts towards someone, release the good thoughts. The blessings and healings. I'm going to close with declaring this over us. We won't have to stop praying, and you're welcome to come up if you haven't been prayed for. But right now, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that without you, we cannot witness Jesus. But because you've come, we can be witnesses for Jesus. Jesus, we acknowledge you've been risen, you've been raised from the dead, and now you're seated at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. We ask you right now, Jesus, because we're connecting to you, the head. We ask you right now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, command healing in this house. Command deliverance to this house. Command freedom to every individual. Break off all unnaturalness that the devil has placed. All death, all destruction, all lack, all limitations. Destroy what is not of you and strengthen, raise up, build up, build up, build up in love your body. Shoo. Come on, we're receiving right there, right there, right there, right there. Lord, as we go out, even though we are not, we're going to different homes, different jobs, different cities. We are going in the mystical union of the body of Jesus. Whoa! The Lord remind me of one thought, and I will tell you. Paul used to say this, I thank God every time I think about you. So ask somebody, two people, ask each other your name. And then for this next week, every time you think about that person, by name, pray for them. Just find one other person that you don't normally know. My name is Steve, my name is Sally, my name is John. And introduce yourself to each other, and then through the week, whenever you think about that person, bless them. Command blessing. Everybody, find one person, ask them their name, you tell them your name, couple. And that person you're going to pray for every time you think about them, and you're going to bless them, and we're going to watch life flow. We're going to not be disconnected even when we're not here. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. You see, ask them your name. Everybody has somebody to pray for. Everybody's praying for somebody. But just one person. That's all you need. Then the whole body starts flowing in life. Send us your name. We'll pray for you. I pray for you, my online family. But shoot us an email at jubileechurch.org. jubilee@jubileechurch.org, and we will pray for you by name. I will, that you'll be my name to pray for this week. So send us that note. Okay, so Lord, now send us out. We're connected in a new way. We're going to grow up this week. We're going to enlarge. We're going to increase, and love is going to fill every part of us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, well, that's kind of closed. We ended.